Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson. Hello.
Hello, and we are joined very, very excitedly by Stephen Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Second. 21, Steve Hill Street.
Second choice, Steve.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Steve. Actually, but you have. So yeah, we did have another guest booked for tonight.
Yeah,
but they couldn't make it. So
Steve,
I rang
was
you
in
up
the cupboard.
24 hours ago.
You want to be one of Britain's leading feminists? And you've got some bloke that you vaguely know.
Yeah. But no,
you're welcome, audience.
We were going to have you on in a couple of weeks anyway, because we were going to do a Father's Day special.
And that's what we're doing now.
That's right.
That's right. It's like a prequel.
Which is not live.
This isn't TV either. You know
where's
that,
my card?
Really?
That's a waste of a pair of contact lenses.
For anyone who hasn't heard the previous episodes starring yourself, would you introduce yourself?
Hi. How are you?
Not like you're at a party. Like,
what do you do? Kind of try to bring up a child on my own.
That's
Not really on my own. Just
stay at home dad.
A sad dad. What we established last time. Yeah.
So tell us about your family.
My Christ, is that what they are? Isn't it? Strange word. Well, there's a female adult and me and a 2-year-old. Probably almost three, actually. Yeah, we have one child, male.
Well, we'll have more exciting chat from Steve later in the show.
Or aka Mr. Enthusiasm.
I was just stressed that I didn't know I was coming on. I went for a couple of easy pints last night. turned into an unscheduled tear-up. A
couple of very hard pints.
Yeah. My voice may give up at any time.
You look a bit like you might be sick at any moment. But before we get into all the Father's Day chat, Helen, I just wanted to say, I was watching London Live on the television earlier.
Yes.
And hey presto, there you were.
Oh, yes. I was on the television, Ellie. Funny you should say that.
That's right.
I was reading The Guardian online today. I clicked on an article and there you were.
My face on The Guardian?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. And Steve was hungover today, so we all won.
Well, I got some posts, but the postage hadn't been paid and I have to go and pay £1.11.
Oh.
Someone's jibbed me on a post. That was my media coverage.
I see what's spooky. 111. That is the exact amount of money I had to give the Saniflow engineer to fix the toilet that Helen broke last time we did a podcast.
Today. Last time I was here, you told me midstream not to use that toilet.
I broke Ellie's
toilet.
Do you
know how the human body
works?
I am ashamed. I almost filed my shoes thanks to you.
We're kicking goals today, aren't we?
We really are. We're one step closer to our ultimate dream, which is getting a cameo on The Archers.
Yes. Yeah. Morrissey's done it, I believe.
Has he?
It
didn't happen?
No. He was very interested, but it didn't happen.
Oh. Wigo did it recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, Fallon. Oh, yes, I've come for the race. It was all like that. It was terrible.
You're so good at accents.
Well, this is the moment where you're supposed to say, so are you, and I can't do that.
No,
I can't look in your face and say that.
Bradley Wiggins from Kilburn.
Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah, look at see this.
Let's get back to our Father's Day special. Now, of course, it's traditional on Father's Day to give fathers gifts. I've picked you up some special gifts, Steve. Now, I've known you for, 8-9 years?
Too long.
It's So I have thought quite carefully. I thought, well, aftershave, that's a traditional Father's Day gift, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd get you some aftershave. But, you know, I thought, well, I'll get Lynx because that's a bit cheaper. And then I went to the supermarket. Lynx is actually really expensive.
It's a fiver these days, isn't it?
You've got to pay for those adverts.
It's, well, yeah, it's outrageous. So instead, I got you this Sainsbury's Basics antiperspirant deodorant. That was 41 pence.
Well, Helen...
sorry, I'm
apropos
we
what you said earlier. What do you say? I got a whiff on.
No, I said, I'm wearing a polyester frock for the telly. I forgot the deodorant. I'm a bit on the whiff.
You can tell.
I'm a bit on the whiff.
All the best TV people. Holly Willoughby, you cannot get her in a natural fabric for love nor money. She's synthetics all the way.
Do feel free to share that.
Look here, let me just...
Still keeps you dry.
Just hear that.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah.
What's the box scratching?
Oh, that's
nice. Oh, let's give us a whiff. See, that's, oh, yeah.
That is better than my underarms right now.
That smells like... what happened when the Saniflow man came to fix the toilet earlier today? That's... Now, Steve, I know that you like football, like yes. all men.
How patronising, yes.
Yes.
So, here's a present for you. It's an England giant inflatable hat hand with the flag on. With the England flag
I thought it read inflatable hat, Ellie.
Oh, they've run out of inflatable hats. That's an inflatable hand.
Oh, wow.
I'm whelmed.
So, yeah, that's
ages
yours.
3+. Well, that's a birthday present sorted out.
I thought we could blow it up later in the show, and then
yes,
while you were talking,
more of a visual medium. I'm thinking
because we're going to have like a World Cup thing later, and you could like use it to emphasise your points, couldn't you?
Yeah, on the radio.
Now the final gift, the final gift. Now, Steve,
the budget for this show is
incredible. Oh, I know, it's unbelievable. Mm. Now, one thing I know that you love, and that I also love, and that you and I have actually bonded over for many years. Actually,
I'm feeling very included in this right now.
Yeah. Oh, you'll love it as well. You're Australian,
okay?
And that is lager.
Oh,
so again, but what I've done is. I've never tried this. I've always wondered what it's like. I've got you some Sainsbury's Basics lager. 4 cans for 99 pence.
Jesus Christ.
My eyebrows literally did just raise.
So here we are. Look.
If we keep recording this long enough, we will eventually drink that
Less than 25 pence a can.
Less than 20. It's only 2% alcohol. 2%?
It's a shandy. So,
it is a shandy, isn't
it? Will you give it a taste test for
it
us?
It says know your limits. Well,
oh my goodness. Absolutely.
If you're drinking this, you really...
All right, should we all try it?
Should we all crack one open?
All right. So we're drinking...
This is actually happening.
Yeah. We're drinking Sainsbury's Basic Lager.
Chris, the refreshing taste.
That is watery.
It is. I've had worse.
Wow, that's basically like tap water.
It's like slightly horrific. Yeasty mineral water.
Do you know my dad would like this? Because he likes a light beer.
You could just have that in the morning. That's a refreshing
that is
drink.
So light, it's practically flown out the window.
That is crisp with a refreshing taste.
They don't lie, Sainsbury's.
What are the ingredients even? Where are they?
This is what Sainsbury's has come to.
One can is 0.9 unit, and there are no ingredients listed on the can, which is a little bit worrying. Contains gluten.
So it
won't go down well in Shoreditch then. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Father's Day.
Clink.
Well,
thank you very much.
So, we've had some lovely gifts from Ellie.
Beautiful. No, thank you very much.
Shall we move to our next wonderful segment, which is Father's Gifts of the Past. The past.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Father's Day Gifts of the Past.
Oh, it's like a Christmas carol.
It is. It's a haunting, haunting start to this section.
Kate Bush at the window.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I was going to say better than Kate Window at the Bush, but never mind.
That wouldn't mean anything, so I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you kept that inside.
I know, yes.
Genuinely meaningless.
So I wanted to talk about the Father's Day gifts that you have given in the past to your own fathers, your own papas, your own padres.
How many have you got? All right,
just the one biological.
My biological father. I don't know. My life is based on my two dads that you probably only know two sisters. So one year I got Greg Evigan. No, I'm kidding. Of course. I used to get my dad pretty terrible presents. I think I got him like a sponge for washing his car once.
Did you have that thing at primary school where they said bring along like £2 and they had like a table of Father's Day presents that you could take home?
No, that sounds sophisticated.
So in Australia, in primary school, they would have like a $1 table, a $2 table and a $5 table.
Oh.
So you could tell the kids who'd had cash could go and buy their dad something nice. Or yeah,
which table were you, Helen? Come on.
I was about a £2.
Yeah.
Mid range. Not too scabby, not too posh. That's me. So sometimes a bit of both. But I would always get my dad a jar of peanut butter. Because that's what he liked.
Aww.
He just, my dad likes nothing better it's than like to a, sit in front of a jar of peanut butter and eat it with a spoon.
It's like the really? Castle. What'd you call that, darling? Peanut butter.
Sticks out with a spoon.
What are you done with it? Open the lid.
Yeah.
Put it on some bread.
That is a documentary, Steve, that film.
That's where I've seen you.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I might have got him some screen wash one year. That was a really good gift.
You just got me some screen wash and Sainsbury's basics.
And one year, I don't know if this was for Father's Day, but this went down in sort of family legend. But one year, I decided to make my parents' breakfast in bed.
Lovely.
So I crept downstairs and I got a little tray and I put like cereal on it and, you know.
The cereal on the tray.
Just like a box. It could have been cat litter. I don't really remember. And my dad, I remember thinking, well, Dad likes drinking lager. So what I'll do is I'll get one of his Long Life lagers, which was all the rage in the 80s.
All right.
How long do you need? Just drink it.
And not only did I put the Long Life lager on the tray, I opened it for him.
Nice.
So that he woke up to an open can of lager just being waved under his nose. So, well, Steve, were Father's Day gifts a big thing in your house?
It's just a made-up thing by the card industry, isn't it?
Well,
you get a token card. I don't recall ever buying a gift.
Well, it keeps teachers busy. I know that's one...
Well, maybe you bring some crap home from school.
Yeah, a nice card.
I think that's what I get. I get some hideous thing that he's made and stuck onto something.
She's
very pleased with it. Yeah, that's nice.
The joy.
You love it, really. You love it. Yeah, there you are. Are you being sick? For anyone out there who's searching for great gift ideas, it's like this morning, isn't it?
It is.
Give us some great gift ideas for Father's Day.
Just money.
Money.
Some bank transfer. Give me my details. Nothing yet.
Yeah.
Well, shall we move on to the serious chat?
Let's do serious chat.
Yeah, sort of serious.
Okay.
Because we thought, well, you know, because it is Father's Day, we've had a few dads on the podcast, but we've never really sort of talked about fatherhood as a subject.
Yes.
Almost as if we're not very interested in it. But no, we thought we'd give it a go. So we thought we'd give it a go today. Steve, fatherhood... Tell us about it.
It's a very leading question, isn't it? For me.
Don't f*** it up.
Steve, did you always want to be a dad?
I guess you feel some kind of need to leave something behind. Because, you know, you pretty much... Most of my life is over, I would say. So it's nice to give someone a chance to not make such a mess of it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh. I think I saw a greetings card.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yeah. Moonpig.com.
Yeah, it's nice to have the companies. Yeah, I think, as I said last time, it's like having a friend.
Aww.
Albeit one that is... I was
looking at it. All over your house.
Well, he doesn't. His potty training is extraordinary.
Oh! Yeah, there we are.
There we go.
Because I did it. Because I'm bringing him up properly. How's your kids' potty training?
One of the key tenets of the Scummy Mummies is that we don't judge each other and it's not a competition.
What? No.
So my very... gifted and talented child. He's too busy focusing on his reading to really worry about excreting things into the right receptacle.
What's he reading?
Ellie, have you got good times? Have you got a moment of that you would cherish with your dad?
Mm. I've always gotten well with my dad. And in 2010, we walked across the width of Britain together.
Get away! Yeah.
So we did the coast-to-coast walk, which is like a Wainwright walk from, I was going to say Land's End to John O'Groats. No, that's the other way.
That's a length.
St. Bees to Robin Hood's Bay, I think.
Okay.
It's 9 miles.
It's 200 miles nearly.
What?
On your own feet?
On our own feet, it took 2 weeks. So we were properly spending,
wow.
12 hours a day together. But my dad and I do have a great shared love of drinking and backgammon. So that just got us through, really.
Very nice.
Yeah, and that was really lovely. So that was a highlight, I think.
Yes.
What about you?
My dad is a vicar and he married me and my husband. And it was lovely.
Which one first?
Like a Jerry Springer show.
Yeah, I know. So in Australia, no. So
anything goes.
He was the vicar who
I understand, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I wasn't sure.
I don't think you're married to your father. She's also married to your husband.
Stranger things, stranger things.
There was
a
twist.
The Daily Mail, I never do.
So yes, I think one of the best moments I've had with my dad was that he married me and Will, and he... Shut up! He held the ceremony. You're ruining a beautiful moment. Honestly.
Sorry.
Children. So Dad married
was
me and my...
Was he consummated, this marriage?
He was circumcised.
So anyway, when you married your dad, carry on.
Yeah.
So who was the kids?
Yeah. So it was after I'd had a child... you're making it dirty.
I'm not.
I didn't say anything.
I'm not even looking at you. I'm just looking at the skybox, making sure it's recording, not listening. What?
What are you talking?
Anyway, on my special day, my dad was the vicar at my wedding, where I married my husband, and my daughter was baptized.
Your daughter married him as well. Yeah. Oh my God!
For we all share in the one bread. So she was baptized by Dad, and he did a sterling job. He was lovely, and that was one of the nicest days I've had with my dad.
Aww.
Yeah, him in his vicaring outfit, and it was very nice. So thank you, Dad. That was lovely.
Steve, you got a nice dad story?
Not especially, no.
Okay.
I have bought him tickets to see Monty Python. We used to listen to Monty Python LPs. Imagine a CD, but black and larger. That's how it was.
Yeah, my parents actually met, got together because of Monty Python.
There you go.
Yeah, because my dad's telly went on the blink and he was desperate to watch Monty Python.
Oh.
And he went around and knocked on my mum's door and went, "Have you got a telly?
Had he previously known that?
He met her once or twice, I think.
Have you got a telly?
This is the end. And a few years ago, I got to interview Terry Gilliam and Terry Jones for work, and I said to them at the end of the interview, basically, without you, I wouldn't exist. So thanks for that. And they were really lovely and really...
I once went to a party with Eric Idle, one of the first press trips we went to.
Did you?
It was quite exciting at the time.
I bet it wasn't as exciting as when you interviewed Mr. T.
Mr. T? Why you brought that up?
Because I thought it might be a funny anecdote. This is how this sort of thing... Wait, have you ever seen Parkinson? This is how it works. I go, hey, what about that time? And you go,
Mr. T is not my dad.
He is a dad, though, I believe.
It was great. The best line he came out with was... it came two lines. Mr. T, why have you got a fork and a spoon round your neck? Thought somebody was going to buy me lunch.
was it a gold fork and spoon?
Yeah.
Oh, of course it was.
And then finally, what's with all the gold, Mr. T? A long time ago in Bethlehem, three wise men came. One brought frankincense, one brought myrrh, one brought gold. Good enough for baby Jesus, good enough for Mr. T. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. T.
Far out. You guys.
Monty. Probably also going to be the title of this episode.
The dickhead sub-editors that did the interview changed it to good enough for me, which he never says because he always refers himself as Mr. T.
So he always talks about himself in the third person.
Yeah, of course he does. As only him and Alan Shearer are allowed to do.
I think if I ever find that, Steve Hill says.
Steve Hill is furious. If Steve Hill ever finds that sub-editor at Maxim that changed that line, Steve Hill's going to fuck up his
You
shit.
Wrote for Steve Maxim?
Yeah, and lots of other failed
Steve
magazines.
Steve Hill's never going to like anything on his Facebook page again. That'll show him. Helen, are you quite similar to your father?
I think I am. Is that because he is a vicar and
You're
I...
You're a vicar.
Can I talk? Can I finish this?
And she wears these massive white blouses all the time.
No, that's right. And I do like red wine, and I slip it slowly. That's nice. I sip it slowly.
And you love a wafer.
I do like a wafer.
More a wafer, thin mint.
Yeah. No, but I always liken that Dan is a vicar and I have chosen to do stand-up comedy in the fact that we both stand in front of...
Because religion is a joke.
Yeah. We both stand in front of... non-interested audience and tell them half truths. So, you know.
But yeah, my dad, my dad was a stand-up comedian. So, he's probably quite like your dad. We should get them on. So, Steve, have you got any memorable father-son moments with George that you'd like to share?
Yes, I have.
What are those moments?
Those moments are the following.
Moment number one.
I'm very proud of, we're watching the darts today, the Dubai Classic, which I think you've recorded for me. And as you know, at the end of the darts, they go da 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 da, and he joins in with the hand motion.
Yeah. Oh,
he does the dance. And he even knows who some of the players are. He knows that Michael van Gerwen is Baldy in his work because he's bald.
That makes your heart melt, doesn't it, Steve?
Where did they get the ideas?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good moment.
No, that's pretty good. What's the best thing about being a dad?
I just, you know, counting the years until he leaves. I don't know, you know, you get the odd bit where he's kind of taken on some knowledge or he seems to have enjoyed something. He gives you that lovely little smile and he gives you a nice cuddle.
Aww.
Proper cuddles with a pat on the back.
Oh, that's the one.
They're pretty rare, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
I forgot, before I forget, I need to send a shout out to my bitches in Wimbledon, the Wimbledon posse.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Can you tell the story? Cause
when we did our show at the Ivy House in Nunhead a couple of months ago.
Your sold-out show.
Thank you, Steve.
A roaring success.
Afterwards, there were some lovely ladies in the bar. Hello, Joe Granger and friends.
Yes.
And we went and had a little chat to them because they listened to podcasts and they were very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all, you know, very
and
lovely.
Sarah Waygood. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Joe.
I don't know their names, just four MILFs.
And then
four MILFs.
Do you want to pick up the story from here?
And we were saying, actually, there are some special guests here tonight. And we said, Steve Hill's here. And they went, Steve Hill?
It was like the Beatles in America.
It was like the Beatles. And Steve got to meet some of our lovely listeners. So hello, Joe and Sarah. Steve's back. You're welcome.
Our spotlight was yeah, we were like, in your shadow.
I know. Yeah. We were the wings beneath your wind. Or was it the wind beneath your wings?
That's the one.
I think they said they liked your voice, didn't they? If you could do a special Steve Hill.
It's even worse. My voice is just
like Joe and Sarah. Go on.
If you're listening out there.
It's not Midnight Caller.
If you're drinking, don't drive. If you're driving, don't drink.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Dave Angel now.
Oh yeah, they were great. And then
you should have made you read a passage from 50 Shades of Grey for them.
You asked me the other day, in all seriousness, have you read that 50 Shades of Grey? Of course I f***ing haven't.
It's a topical have you read it, Ellie? Question. Yeah, I've read the first two.
Two what?
Books.
Chapters. Really?
Yeah.
What are they called?
There's 50 Shades of Grey. I'm too bashful.
I just be like tittering every time I read it.
Where'd you read it? on the tube.
What's it, Aaron? You've got two kids. What did you do? Cut a hole in a sheet?
No. But we didn't. There wasn't any leather involved. Only the soles of my feet, which have gone very leathery. But, you know, that's.
I stumbled into the wrong
place. Have either.
Retune your ideas.
I don't know much about the BDSM. Naive.
You think the fact that you call it the BDSM is indicative of the fact that you don't know much about it?
No, look. Sex is lovely, but
again, if you're describing it as lovely, if that's the adjective
you're
using,
no,
it's just that
I don't deal with an angry face. You know, I do it with that happy, nice face. You're like, well, this is a lovely time. But I don't go, rrr, sex, rrr.
Yeah,
I'm not like trying to drive a monster truck. I just want to go down a nice stream in a lovely boat with a parasol. Yes.
This is like a game of mini golf.
I just want to have a pleasant picnic with some nice nibbles. I don't want to get dirty in the mud and have my bottom fiddled with. You know, I just...
Is that what people do on...
Is this just an analogy?
Not sure what's fact and what's a metaphor anymore.
I saw a monster truck show at the weekend. There's nothing going on like that.
So, Steve, do you like monster trucks or do you like picnics on a mini golf course with a mud bottom fiddling?
I may have given him an erection. He can't talk right now.
Surely the best sex is just with a stranger in a pub car park.
I think that's the fourth book she's writing it now. It's like Game of Thrones. She's still writing the fourth book. And it's
Lager.
It's set in Surrey. Outside the horse and cow.
We should give the listeners a little bit of a teaser.
I think we just have.
Shush now. We are going to be having a sex episode, Ellie.
A sex episode.
Sex episode.
Wait, again, is this like a method? Do you mean us together?
No.
Is your dad coming?
No. Said the vicar.
He's a vicar.
It's come to this.
We're having a sexcapade. What? Steve's head is literally in his hands. He just wants it all to end.
So far from home.
Anyway, what I wanted to tell the lovely listeners is that coming up on the future
Scummy Mummies podcast, that's what
Scummy
Mummies
podcast is going to be Sarah, who did the fabulous pelvic floor episode. She's going to come back to the podcast as a special guest to talk about sex.
Yeah,
so
very
we'll have
exciting.
A more in-depth discussion about my picnic sex versus dirty monsters truck sex. Steve,
just,
help us.
Just Steve. Memories in a sock.
Did you want to touch on?
No thanks. I'm absolutely fine. I'm not touching.
We need the comedy honks tonight, don't we?
I think Steve's got it. Is that a comedy honk in your pocket, or do you just wish you were dead?
Oh dear. Should I say it, Ellie?
Say what?
I think we've cracked that nut.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, what have we got next, Ellie?
Well, coming up next, Helen, it's... Oh, he's still eating. It's time for Steve Hill's guide to the World Cup. Helen, can you just a World Cup sort of football theme tune? Yeah, not just like a... No, I thought you could like be... You know, that's just match of the day, isn't it?
Okay.
Do something sort of with like a Brazilian tone.
All right.
You sound like when I put popcorn in my microwave. Come on, give us some samba.
All right.
Yeah, quite Miles Davis, like that. Good. All right, I think that probably right, does. If you pass me the England inflatable hand,
yeah, let's do that.
I'll blow that up. While Steve, if you could just nutshell for us, we like a nutshell. If
how many countries are there in the World Cup?
Yeah, thanks for giving me absolutely no warning.
Well, you know a lot. You know a lot about football.
Yeah.
That smells so plasticky. So the World Cup, Steve, tell us what happens.
What it is, it's this competition that takes place every 4 years.
Yes.
Between the national teams of various countries.
Not all national teams,
no,
I believe.
No, the best ones. They have to qualify to get there. This year has been held in Brazil.
All right.
You may have heard of.
Yes.
Where's Brazil?
You've had a Brazilian. I think it starts... Helen's blowing up a comedy England hand. I've got to take that home because its resale value is already over.
Oh. Yeah, I don't.
Oh,
I've
the
never...
smell! The smell of it's inflatable.
You don't have
that's
this
worse than you on the whiff.
I've not had this on your mouth. It's not.
I've not had a Brazilian. I normally go for a Hollywood.
That's the full thing, isn't it?
But yeah, they heard me wrong in the shop the other day, and now my minge looks like an angry scouser.
Who makes cakes?
Right, so, Steve, you've committed to watching all 64 games.
All 64 matches. Obviously, some of those will be simultaneous.
Yeah, so how are you going to do that?
Well, you can use one of these iPads, I believe.
iPads. Oh.
Is it like the BDSM, the iPad?
Yeah, the iDad, as it's known. Easily done, absolutely. The times are good. First games are at 5 p.m. I think it's 9 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock, so maybe there's a few 2 a.m. starts.
So how many minutes of football is that in total?
I can't tell you the minutes. It's 96 times, hours.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you. We worked this out the other
day. Oh, we did work
really
this out, yeah.
96 hours of your life.
Plus extra time and penalties. Let's call it around 100 hours.
Yeah. Wow. That's 2.5 full weeks of work.
I've just watched 17 days of snooker. This is easy.
However, who will you be supporting?
Just asking.
We do have international listeners, so you know. Will you be supporting England?
This year I'm going to go for England.
Okay, yeah.
Because they always win it.
If
you don't know anything about football, England always win the World Cup.
Well, I'm a dual citizen, so I have Australia and
difficult
England.
Decision for you.
I know. But
The Ruse.
The Ruse.
Socceroos?
Socceroos, indeed.
That is a great name.
Isn't it?
They've combined soccer with the national animal.
Clever.
I know, they've done a nice thing.
Well, we're the Ing Lions, aren't we?
There's lots of lions in England.
You're always
bumping into lions.
My husband has promised me that he will watch the World Cup at the pub, so if he could spend 64 hours out of my house, everyone's happy. so that's a promise I hope he keeps. Have you got a World Cup tradition? Have you got something that you will do during the World Cup? I know my neighbour, lovely Bill Moran, he has lucky pants he likes to wear when he's watching. He does. And I know his wife is listening to the podcast now. She said...
Does she know that you've seen his lucky pants?
No,
this
I
could
not,
get
I
dark.
Had, well, our houses are very close. No, no, he always talks about how he has to wear lucky pants when he's watching his football team.
What kind, like, do they have, like,
I have not seen them, but I
think you have.
They can't be
no,
that
I have
lucky.
Not.
We haven't won it since 1966. Have you been wearing them since then?
I have no such tradition. I sit down,
I stare at it, and within about 10 minutes, you're just thinking about random childhood incidents.
And you go, oh, Rooney!
You're
going to
go
Rooney.
Into a fugue state, really. A lot of it does wash over you. I'll be watching it with the boy. The CBeebies is going to have to go out the window for a month. I can't wait. I mean, I would watch it anyway, but I'll also be writing a hilarious column on esquire.co.uk, in case I hadn't mentioned that.
What's your journalist name?
I don't have a nom de guerre. I'm George Eliot.
Bruce Wayne.
Louis Theroux.
I'll be writing probably under my own name. I might not even be credited, to be honest.
You have to write 5 Jake jokes a day.
Well, I don't know yet because it hasn't happened. I can't see into the future. But it'll be a pithy observation. It won't be about football.
Well,
it'll
say this about, for you. You are
it'll
pithy.
It'll be about... That's
an orange.
It'll be about Alan Shearer's tight trousers or, you know, Gary Lineker's.
And do you agree with the lineup?
Chris, do a joke about that. You can have that. Gary Lineker and Chris, because everyone loves that.
What's the joke? He advertises crisps.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a comedian. You make something up. Come on. I've just sprang you the bone. It's up
to
you.
There you are. It's said on the telly.
Can I tell you an interesting fact?
Go on.
Dear listener, this June, me and my husband will celebrate our 16th. Anniversary.
Wow.
16th year. We got together in the World Cup 4 World Cups ago.
Wow.
So I faked an interest.
France.
You faked what?
I faked an interest.
For 16 years.
Shush,
oh my God.
Faked an interest in football.
I had a
TV in my room at college. He did not. And I said, and I would schedule in. I'd say, maybe we should watch the Cameroon versus Spain.
Hell of a game.
At 2 a.m. and he said, yeah, I love football. And I was like, yeah, I love football team. A
couple of technicalities in that. That never happened.
Shut up.
The whole thing's a lie.
Anyway, it was the Cameroon versus somebody at 2 a.m. And then we ended up having sexy time and now we're married.
To cut a 16-year-long story short.
So, the World Cup is a very special time because every 4 years we celebrate that we've been together for another 4 years.
You have sex every 4 years?
Yes.
Lucky you.
Yeah. But we said when we first went out that if we were still together in 8 years' time, we would go to the World Cup, and which we did 8 years ago. We went to Germany and we saw Australia versus Croatia.
Which was the famous game with the 3 yellow cards. You don't remember.
Well, I was very excited to be there. We had a giant inflatable kangaroo in Germany. we wore ridiculous...
Is that how you got there? Yeah. Boing, boing.
cheaper than Qantas. But yeah, so it's a very special time for me and my darling husband that we can relive A, the time that we got together, and B, that we were in Germany together at the World Cup.
It's a beautiful thing.
Isn't it? You've got to hold on to something, don't you?
All right, let's finish this item with some...
What was this item?
It's football chat. Football chat.
Okay, yeah, for the blokes, for the geezers.
Helen, who are you going to be supporting in the World Cup?
Well, I feel like I should...
I don't want your life story.
I will be supporting Australia.
Will you?
Yes.
You're a citizen now, aren't you?
I am a British citizen. And I actually do like England more than Australia in the football terms, because I actually know who the people in the English team are. But yeah, I'll be supporting Australia. I'd love to see England win. I'd love to see Australia win.
Imagine if England actually won it.
Both are guaranteed. Both are guaranteed losers. It would be nice if England won at least one game. Nice. I was in the pub.
The country would never recover if we won it. People would go mental for a month.
It's love. It's like
it would be like 28 days later. It would just, people would abandon their jobs and their homes.
Society would just break down. almost won a semi-final in 1990, people just gave up. People just didn't go to work.
It was amazing. No, I mean, like the 2012 Olympics, that people were... actually
Olympics.
Genuinely be happy.
Olympics like doesn't come near to a World Cup.
No.
All the sports are shit.
Yeah.
Never heard of anyone doing it.
I do like watching a bit of women's shot put, though.
But would you watch it if it wasn't the Olympics?
Not since university.
Not since university, true.
Well, you got over that phase.
Let's
I'm married now. I like picnics.
Still Facebook friends, though. Yeah. Steve, let's hear your... Let's hear Steve Hill's prediction for the World Cup in Brazil 2014. I might put like a whoosh, like sound effect, like a going for gold whoosh, in here.
The prediction octopus on
one. Who's going to win, Steve? Who's going
to
win?
Well, yeah, it's difficult to look beyond Brazil, isn't it?
That's just
Spain
it.
Spain will have obviously a chance, but a European team, I don't think they've ever won in South America.
Really?
England have got Buckley's chance, as of Australia.
Yes, but we'll still support them. We'll still watch them.
So for the final, you think Brazil?
What I predict is a lot of people.
Germany?
A lot of people
Germany?
Will be destroying Fiats and other Italian motor vehicles in Essex. And people will be looking for Uruguayan restaurants and smashing them up. Being in Brazil is pretty special, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy? Pelé. He was Brazilian, wasn't he?
Well, there's once a famous typo who was described as Pete.
Hey, I married the wrong guy. What can I say? Well, he
endorses Viagra now. Anyway, so maybe you're the right
one. Tell
me
about it. Okay, all day bloody long I'm with my ear old. Right. Told him to stop taking it. Put it away. Anyway.
Not since you got that Brazilian. Bang.
There we are. I think we've... What have we done, Helen?
We've cracked that nut.
We have cracked the World Cup nut. We have cracked the World Cup nut.
It is
a
section.
Actual section.
Okay, so we've come to that section of the podcast, which is Scummy Mummy Confessions. Ellie, can you kick off with a lovely listener?
I can. Lovely regular listener, Joe Granger. Hello, Granger. Sorry, we're not a public school. Hello, Granger. Hello, Joe. Lovely Joe came to see our show.
Hey, Joe, keep listening.
Thank you, Gary Cole. So Joe says, confession time. Just licked what I presumed was some green pear puree off my 6-month-old's forehead. Turned out it was bogey.
Oh, Joe.
That's a classic.
Delish.
Joe, never lick before you've established exactly what it is.
Give a little sniffy sniffs.
That's a life lesson, I think, for all stages of life. Good. And Helen, have you got one this week?
Yeah. So my 5.5-year-old daughter had a sleepover this weekend. And we thought, well, that's lovely because we get to spend some time with the 2-year-old boy. And so Will and I decided we'll take Hugo down to the local pizza shop, which is lovely. We got to the pizza shop and he's like, I don't want pizza, and had a big tantrum. And we go, all right, let's try and overcome this. And then he sat down. He refused to eat pizza. And then Will and I ordered some nice pizzas. And then all of a sudden I looked down and Hugo had stood in the biggest dog turd I've ever seen. And he had sat, you know, when little kids like sit on their heels. So this dog turd had smeared up his trousers, up his back.
It's a spreader.
On my trousers, on my handbag.
Are you sure it was a dog?
It was very doggy. It was a very dog-smelling dog turd.
Oh, no.
By this stage, my husband was actually having a mental breakdown. He was actually, he was just going, everything is shit, everything is crap. We can't even go.
He was right, in fairness.
He was right. No, in fairness, he was. Poor darling. And I was like, let's just laugh it off. We're covered in dog shit. Hugo's not eating. He's screaming. We're trying to eat some posh pizza. And
Papa
have
John,
a nice time!
Papa John has gone back to Italy at this point. I can't think of this anymore. As I imagine Papa John sounds, even though he's from, Tucson, Arizona.
And just to top it all off, I hadn't seen my friend, my darling friend, Ingrid. She was over from Bangkok with her partner. We met her at Brixton Village. And Hugo bit her partner on the leg. As a little welcome.
It was the leg. Could have been worse. No. Could have been worse.
So yeah, all in all, a good week for half term.
Steve, have you got a confession for us?
So, yeah, I'm a bit thirsty. Just had a drink. No, that's okay. Tucked into half a glass of Pinot Grigio. his mother had left at eye level.
Oh, nice. Tasty treat.
Pretty much got stuck in that. No ill effects.
Slept well that night.
A bit chatty. Repeated himself a few times, laughed at his own jokes. And then it's not really a confession, just a kind of tragic vignette of where my life is. So I took him to the local playground. And obviously, whenever I'm looking after him, I like to listen to music on my phone, you know, because I'm still me. Horrible, angry man. And I forgot my headphones, so I was listening to it like people do on public transport, just through the phone. I like to sit in the middle of a roundabout while he turns me round. And just by the vagaries of the shuffle system, Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols came on. As a fat, middle-aged man gently rotated in the late afternoon sun. So it's like the start of a BBC Three comedy or something. Sad Dads. The least anarchic vision you could have seen.
Living the dream.
I pretty much almost started crying.
Oh dear.
Well, thank you for those. That was wonderful. Now we've got a special treat. We did our Brighton Fringe stage show recently.
We did.
Thank
Great
you so
feedback.
Much. Yes, lovely feedback. Thank you so much to everyone who came, everyone who sent us lovely emails. Now, as always in the show, we have like a Scummy Mummy Confessions feature.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some amazing audience responses, didn't we, Helen?
We did indeed. We had three shows in Brighton. And Brighton mummies and daddies were givers of stories. They really were. Should we tell them some of the wonderful stories that our audience confessed?
Yes, all right, there's one for you.
Okay, so confession number one, saying, having been up all night drinking, plonk child in front of the TV with snacks and continue to drink hairy dog for the rest of the morning. Wonderful, Brighton.
You want me to read this to you?
Yeah.
Somebody, I have no idea who. I've measured my Weight Watcher wine allowance in my son's milk baby bottle when I couldn't find a jug.
So that's
bliss.
So here's one. Now, this was a winner, as I remember. Yes. This was a winner. My 3-year-old came over to me with a wedge of lemon in his mouth, saying that he liked it.
Mm.
Of course he did. He'd lifted it out of my G&T.
Nice.
Well, there you are. That's it.
I do like a gin-soaked lemon. Very nice.
So yeah, thank you very much to everyone who came to the Brighton show. Now we are doing another show, aren't we, Helen? Is it time for the special announcement?
Yes it is. Ellie and I will be at the Camden Fringe in August. 23rd and 24th of August at the Camden Fringe at 3 p.m. at the Hen and Chickens in Islington. Do come along, and tickets are from camdenfringe.com. So come along to the live show, but just keep listening. Give us a 5-star iTunes review. Well, we do need
just
it.
Just be honest.
Shut up. Tell your friends about the podcast. And thank you for listening, dear friends.
Thank you so much. And do, as always, feel free to send us a message. We're at Scummy Mummies on Twitter. We're Scummy Mummies Podcast on Facebook. And we're Scummy Mummies Podcast at gmail.com on the email. Is that all of them? Have I done it?
I think that is.
That is relatively smooth.
You could give out your home address, but perhaps not.
That's right. 28.
Sue Lane.
And thanks, yeah, that I should announce this to be my final appearance. It's been second choice, Steve, signing off.
Oh.
Well, Steve, I just want to wish you and all the fathers in the world a very...
Solidarity.
Yeah.
Happy Father's
they
Day.
They are a lot of them.
Technically, yes.
Happy Father's Day. Steve, thank you very much for coming on the podcast again.
Yeah, you're always welcome, to, you know, at a minute's notice.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Bye. Okay. Hannah, whenever you are ready.
No, I finished chewing the nut. Crack that nut.
Ding, 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 ding. So it goes.
What is it?
Ding, 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 ding. Is that the theme tune?
Are you thinking of Sex in the City? Which Sex in the City lady do you think me and Helena most like?
Yeah, 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 that's a good one.
Oh, God. How many women do you think have had that conversation?
I think I'm more like Carrie.
Charlotte.
Because I'm going to use my psychic powers to lock all the doors and burn the house down with you in it.
I told you that joke, you two.
No, you didn't.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.